Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 25th, 2023. I've got some wonderful questions for you this week from people who have been listening to the podcasts, and I always am very grateful that someone takes the time to listen because, well, that means that there's still a spark in you. There's still that thing. And it's important that it stays alive because most people, they don't have much left within their gas tank, their inner gas tank. So this one comes from a man named Albert. He lives in the Midwest, he says. And he goes into what he interprets as my work. He went to the website, watched some YouTube videos that I've done over the years. And here's what he said. You are very polished and a very good speaker. But how do I know if you are right? So many, many people on YouTube saying all sorts of noise, as he puts it, and I don't know what to believe in. Albert from the Midwest. Albert, it's not a matter of me being right. I'm merely making suggestions to you. I'm merely making observations that I have had over the years of my career. I don't want you to think in terms of me being right, R-I-G-H-T. I want you to merely listen to me as a suggestion. And if you listen deeply, and if you listen beyond your intellect, your ideas, your ideals, your beliefs, if you can go beyond your genetic heritage and all the things that belong to it, you will understand the harmony of what I'm saying. You will resonate to that harmony if you are able to get beyond Albert. If you can't get beyond Albert, as I stated in my email to you, then nothing I say will be of any real help or consequence for you. So please don't listen to me or watch me on YouTube thinking that quite possibly I might be right and you're looking for someone to follow. I don't want you to follow me. I want you to listen to what I say as a suggestion. I'm just pointing my fingers towards the moon. And hopefully you won't bite my finger. You will just look where I'm pointing. I am a suggestion, not an outright cause for self-righteousness. So please try to understand that. This is very, very important. When people listen to me, or they maybe watch a few TV programs that I've done, they're always very confused because I don't teach mainstream. That's not what I'm about. If you want mainstream thought, you can go on YouTube and find that anywhere. You can find that in any church, anywhere you want to go, that can be there. But what I offer to you is a rarity. It is a fragrance. It is a harmony. And some people think it's a stench and not a harmony. It's a confusing philosophy, but really it isn't. It's all about recognition of something greater than yourself as you know yourself as a man and as Albert. So sometimes this gets very confusing to people and they tend to look at what I'm doing and misunderstand it. I am not a minister. Well, I am a minister, but I'm not a preacher minister. I don't look for having a large congregation. I've done that before. That's not where it's at. But here's a suggestion I might make to you. I don't know if you know what the collective unconscious is. It is all of that which emulates from the world, from people, their voices, what they're saying. It's a collective kind of decision that people have made, a conclusion that they've come to about life, about themselves, about the meaning of their life in this world. So most people live in the collective unconscious, drowning in the opinions of other people, their ideals. They just drowned in them. And it seems that the loudest voice, the most distressing voice, you know, you'll go to hell and terrible things are going to happen to you kind of thing. Those voices win because we are fearfully based in our genetics. And because I don't offer that, I don't offer a logical road into your genetics and the fear of your genetics, I tend to be overlooked. There are things that I say in my Aspire broadcast, whether they be a podcast like this or a commentary or any of my TV programs, there's something I say in there that resonates to a part of everyone that watches it, but they don't always understand it. They see it as an alternative form of religion. It's not a religion. I do not teach religion. I teach the manner of love, the manner of spirit, how to reach this state of consciousness that reveals a tremendous love. But for the most part, people ignore it because we are not interested as a country, as a collective, as human beings in love at all. This is not anything that we find of interest. We like a lot of confusion, of havoc, of this fervent emotionality, I should even say, that makes for a lifetime filled with passion and the the glory of war. And I found it interesting the other day. I was watching a football game, and they do the national anthem, as you know, in the beginning. And if you haven't noticed, the national anthem is about war. It's about the whole idea of surviving a war. And the author was writing about how bombs burst in the air, but he could see the glory of the flag. And then over the top of the stadium, they fly a warplane. So that's the collective. And everybody, you know, standing up with their hats in their hands and looking at these wonderful jets going over these war machines and singing this patriotic song of God, we won this war. I think then you might understand the collective. That's what appeals to people. Righteousness and the idea of our righteousness being more powerful than other people's. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm just not into that at all. I am not about being right. I'm not about being a leader. I'm not being about any. I am just sitting here in this little place on the internet with you right now. And I am suggesting that we look at things from another direction. That's all. And I want you to understand that deeply. I don't want you to try to follow me or try to believe in me or any of that other stuff that most people do. I am not believable. I'm inexplicable, if anything. So I just want you to listen, listen, listen. And then when you listen, see where it falls in you, how it falls inside of you. And if it falls, my seeds fall in, shall we say, rocky areas of your being, and they don't compute, then they don't compute. And maybe some of the seeds will fall into a more fertile area within you, and those will grow. And maybe it will take, you know, countless lifetimes for you to understand that. But whatever it is, my offerings are my offerings, and they are not meant to assuade you to follow me or to believe in me. You have to already be in a position to hear a message like mine before it can mean anything to you. And if you're not there, well, you're not there, and that's okay. Albert, thank you for this time with you. I deeply appreciate it. I hope my email helped you, and I wish you well. Thank you all for listening. Please forgive me. As always, I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.